that you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see? You're
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Joe Biden is not going to take himself out of this race, nor should he.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore on CBS's Face the Nation as top Democrats try to rally around President Biden. He spent the day at Camp David with family members, as we hear from CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Top Biden officials spent the weekend holding what they described as honest conversations with Democratic lawmakers and donors. One told me, "We have had conversations about their concerns. We don't dismiss them, but we still believe Biden is the best position to beat Trump."
The Supreme Court is set to release what's expected to be a landmark ruling tomorrow on former President Donald Trump's claim that he has legal immunity for his time in the White House. CBS's Skylar Henry explains the immediate political stakes.
How the justices respond could determine not only whether the criminal charges against the former president can stick, but also whether a trial against him could happen before the general election. If it came to that, Special Counsel Jack Smith could try to launch a trial in September or October at the earliest, weeks before voters head to the polls.
Hurricane Beryl is closing in on the southeastern Caribbean after strengthening into an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking the path.
A landfall may occur in one of those islands on Monday morning, and then the storm moves west into the Caribbean. The storm will begin to weaken, so Beryl will not stay a Category 4 for the next several days, but it will be at that intensity through Monday.
Residents have been told to take shelter. The Justice Department is offering Boeing a plea deal on fraud charges it leveled just a week ago. This is in relation to the deadly crashes of two 736 MAX jets. CBS's Rob Legere has some of the details.
The agreement, which was presented to Boeing on Sunday, would have the company plead guilty to a conspiracy charge that it was first brought against it in 2021. In exchange, Boeing would pay a fine and enter a three-year probationary period.
French voters have propelled the far-right national rally led by Marine Le Pen to a strong lead in first-round legislative elections called by French President Macron. CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb has more from Paris.
Voter turnout for this first round was the highest it's been since the mid-80s. Many people said they wanted to block the far-right from taking power. Others said they just wanted a change for Macron's government. The second final round takes place next Sunday. Le Pen called on voters to give her party a clear majority so it can form the next government. Macron called for a broad alliance to stop that happening.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
A popular band delivers an emotional performance in the UK. CBS's Monica Ricks reports.
Coldplay headlined the Glastonbury Festival for a record fifth time this weekend with a little help from an American friend.
The main reason why we're in a band is because of watching Back to the Future.
So thank you to our hero forever and one of the most amazing people on earth, Mr. Michael J. Fox. Thank you so much, Michael.
Fox has been battling Parkinson's disease since 1991, but played guitar with Coldplay from a wheelchair. It's the actor's second appearance with the band, having previously performed with them in New Jersey in 2016. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2 topped the box office in its third weekend, taking in an estimated $57.4 million. A Quiet Place Day One made some noise with its estimated $53 million for its weekend debut. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 50 degrees, some patchy fog in low areas. Sunshine on Monday, a high near 72. Mostly cloudy, a few showers Monday night, lows around 60. Showers and thunderstorms are likely for Tuesday. We'll have a high near 79.
It's 60 at our studios.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere.
Things are gonna be easier. to be brighter.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Told you, you don't know how many times cherish you.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a new recording, man.
Yeah, brother,
I
can
dig it.
Stop, right on.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Let's go.
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I heard scorn reject.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby. I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it could grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh darling. La 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 la. Jane Brown, y'all. Did a jig up.
like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, down on my knees for you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for Cash Battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? Pacific Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What a wonderful world. to